Hello, welcome back to Sipping and Tripping. So I've been thinking and toying with the idea of changing the name from Sipping and Tripping, because Sipping and Tripping was like a partnership of a podcast. It was a two people podcast, and I think that's been like the roadblock with me with Sipping and Tripping here lately, because it's like it's went from a two person seat podcast and now just a one person seat podcast. So I've really been thinking about changing the name of Sipping and Tripping. You guys let me know, what do you guys think about that? Like, what kind of artwork should we do? What name should it be? Like, we're not Sipping and Tripping, like, what are we? Like, who are we? Because I don't know, child. I think that's really been one of the roadblocks I've been having with getting a podcast, and I want to apologize to you guys that I have not been present as I normally been. I've been having a little bit of imposter syndrome, thinking that I'm not enough, or, you know, other things going on in my life, thinking that, like, who wants to hear from me, and, you know, all this other shenanigans, the things that just kind of just cloud up your mind and cloud up your thoughts. It happens to me. It happens to the best of us. I'm sure it happens to you guys, too. What are some things that you guys do to just get out of your head and get in front of your fears, in front of your, you know, your thoughts? Like, what do you guys do? Trying to figure out how I can do that. Life updates. I went from working out 3 times a week every week since last year, y'all. We made a whole year in February. We're still wearing, what, 13 months right now of going to the gym consecutively every week without missing a week. Shoot. I think the whole year last year, I went to the gym twice a week. One time I went twice in 1 week, and so I didn't hit the 3-time goal, but several times I went 4 times, sometimes even 5 times. So I'm not going to let that weigh me down now, but now the new goal is 4 times a week, every week. And when I tell y'all, I really ain't got a life, because I be in the gym 4 times a week, every week. I don't have a life. So I have to get through my week between Monday and Saturday. I don't do nothing on Sunday, Chad. I go to church, and that's it. And it is difficult, okay? But I am making it work, because I ain't in a life. But I'm making it work. I'm doing what I have to do. And I'm working on myself, working on my mind, and working on my body. This year, I'm giving birth to a new me. This is the year that I come out of whatever that's tangling me up. And I'm working through insecurities. I'm working through self-doubt. I'm working through everything that's in my way that's going to keep me from being a better person, being a better me. And I'm forgiving myself for certain things. I'm taking accountability for my stuff. See, sometimes when you get in an argument with somebody or you fall out with somebody, you say, well, I did this because you did that. Or you did that, so I did this. I'm no longer worried about what the other person did. I'm saying, you know what? I did X, I did Y, I did Z. And I need to work on myself for doing that. Because just because somebody does something does not mean you need to react. And just because you feel a way does not mean you react. I'm learning how to be still and just let things play out without me having to be a force. I know I'm a force. I know I can do the X, the Y, and the Z, honey. And some of the A, and the B, and the C. How you doing? But I'm really getting to a place to where I just don't have time for the shenanigans, the back and forth, the you hurt me so I'm gonna hurt you more, or just all this stuff. Like, I'm older, I'm wiser, I'm stronger, I'm better, I'm smarter, and I'm just not in that place in life no more where I want to hurt people, because I don't, or I want to be hurt by people. Like, even now, it's like, I feel like if you don't mean me no well, I'm getting to a point to where, you know what, I can get up and walk away. Like, I don't have to take this. I'm not nailed to you. You're not nailed to me. We're not stuck together. We ain't the gorilla glue girl. Remember that lady who had used the glue to do her hair, and she was glued down for like weeks and had to have like her hair surgically removed? Y'all remember that? Child, I ain't got time for it. Like, I'm not there no with people no more. Like, if you fit in my life and I fit in your life, okay, we're good, we're gelling, we're making it. But if it does not fit, if it's not, if I have to force it, or if I have to do too much for this to happen, I'm pulling back. There are, like, there's people in my life where I feel like when I call them or I talk to them, I feel like I'm bothering them, or I feel like they don't want to talk to me, or I feel like maybe I'm being needy, you know? So I just been pulling back, and I just been enjoying more time with myself, enjoying more time doing things that I like and I love, and I'm discovering things that I like and I love. There is so much about me that I'm still discovering, I'm still figuring out, and I'm still getting to a place where, like, I like this, and I like this about me. I don't like that I do this. I like when I do that. And I'm just getting to a self-discovery phase right now. And I feel like this is my year for self-discovery. This is my year to walk into doors that I closed in front of me. And I'm not doing that no longer. I'm putting my health first. I'm continuously. Like, let me tell y'all something. I have never been one to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and work out. I go to the gym, then I'll be in the pool, and then I'll be at home. I ain't did nothing, child. Now I don't get in that pool. A pool is a luxury after you work out on the fourth day, okay? And I'm honestly, for the last 2 years, I've only been in the pool maybe twice. And I'm being generous with the twice, because I don't really think it's once. How you doing? But I don't have time for it. Like, now I'm just like, I want to go and I want to work out, put my headphones on and zone out, and just push myself to the next level, push myself to the limit, seeing what are my limits for working out. How much can I do? Because sometimes I think, oh, I can't do that. I haven't been working out long enough. And then I say, I'll try it, because who gonna tell me I can't do something? I won't even allow myself to tell me I can't do something, okay? And then I do it. Or at least I attempt to do it, I try. And if I don't do it to a completion, I say, okay, well, I need to come back to the gym. I need to work on this. I need to work on this until it does not defeat me. I will defeat it. Y'all, I am just coming into a new place in life, okay? And it's scary because I don't know. I don't have any, like, I have control of what I'm doing, but I don't know what the end is going to look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting healthier. I know I'm getting healthier because I go to the doctor and they tell me I'm getting better. I get on the scale. I see the weights coming off. I feel it when I put my clothes on. And I'm just getting more confidence in myself, and I'm just loving myself a little bit more every day for the love that when I was growing up, maybe I didn't have enough of it. I'm giving it to myself now. I'm hugging that little child in me that took comfort in food, that took comfort in just being gluttonous. He was gluttonous, honey. Come on, for the word gluttonous. That is a word right there, honey. Gluttonous. How you doing, gluttonous? I am just hugging that person, and I'm saying, you know what? You can do this. You got this. I believe in me. And those are, that hurt. I felt that, because I have not ever really believed in myself. I've been good at things, but I've never really believed in myself the way I have stepped out on faith and been believing in myself here recently. I am really, really proud of me. And I understand when people say, like, I always think that people were so cocky. Like, I'm proud of me. I'm proud of me. But it took Niecy Nash to go and win her award. And she said, I'm thanking myself because they told me I couldn't do it, but I told me I could do it. I'm paraphrasing the speech, y'all. And it just got me into this season of thanking yourself. Not in a cocky way, but if you want to be a cocky way, how you doing, okay? But it's just in a way, just like, say, you know what? I did this, and I'm doing this, and I'm succeeding in this, and I'm doing this well. I thought I couldn't, but look at me now. Look at me now. I never thought that I would, like, enjoy going to the gym. Like, honestly, truthfully, on the days that I don't go to the gym, I feel like, oh, my God, I should have went to the gym today. Like, oh, I just sat around. I don't feel like I moved enough. I feel like I worked out enough. Like, I do something. And then just, like, finding, like, new workouts and trying new things. Perhaps having a personal trainer, it costs a pretty coin, honey, but I'm just learning so much about me, and I'm just stepping out on faith this year. And I'm just believing that I am going to have a healthy body. I'm going to be able to do things that I've never thought I'd be able to do before. Like, there are so many things that I've always wanted to try, but weight has been in a way. And I said, you know what? Wait until I get to where I'm going. You're going to see, like, I'm when I say you're going to see, I'm talking about me. I'm going to see the things that I've always wanted to do that were active. Like, I want to do it. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm stepping out of fear. I'm stepping out of fear this year, and I'm stepping into my destiny. I'm stepping into my goals. I'm stepping into my dreams. I'm stepping into my ambition. I am stepping into me. I'm stepping into my wholeness and my fullness. This is a year that I'm manifesting that would be the best for me. Like, I'm going to get everything that I told myself I couldn't get. I'm going to get it. And it's on its way. How you doing? Y'all probably looking like, how you going? Why you keep saying how you doing? Okay, so let me tell y'all. I have really been missing Wendy Williams so much. Like, I probably tell y'all all the time. I love Wendy Williams. I miss Wendy Williams. And I watched that documentary, and it was so hard to watch. Just seeing Wendy in that state and seeing her being taken advantage of, seeing her being mishandled and used. And I just was like, you know what? I pray for Wendy. I pray for her family. I pray for her strength. I pray that she gets to her level of whatever happiness looks like for her. Because I can tell you what it looks like for me for her, but I'm not in her situation. So whatever happiness looks for her, I want her to achieve that goal. And I want her to have that because I feel like she deserves it. I feel like people be like, oh, she was so nasty. She was so mean, so nasty, and so rude. She talked about people. She did. Okay, baby, but guess what? Tabloids have been around for how long? And when we're in the airport, we're in the grocery store, we reading the tabloids because we want to know. Wendy just had the face. Because we don't know who the people, who make the people, the Us, the National Enquirer, and the Shade. We know a little bit of Shade Room and Neighborhood Talk on Instagram and, you know, the social media is because people want to be known, but they're not actively showing their face, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Wendy was just the voice, and I feel like she sat there and she talked how she felt, and she talked about it. And shoot, I started doing it for so long on this podcast, you know, but I feel like she has a very gift and a talent, and I just couldn't let that be my last time seeing Wendy. So I've been watching Wendy Williams show clips for the last about week and a half. And I realized how much I missed her, how much her presence is missed on daytime TV. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I don't even watch daytime TV anymore. I never tried to watch the Sherry show. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I didn't try. Jennifer Hudson show, I didn't. It just, they don't appeal to me. And I watch like little clips hoping that like I would like something. But I will say now, I do like Tamara Hall. Now, I'm not watching her like that, but I watch her clips and I'd be like, I should really watch Tamara Hall and Karamo. I like the Karamo show because his show reminds me of like daytime TV in like the 90s, early 2000s, when we had the Jenny Jones, the Montel Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael, Oprah. Y'all remember Donahue, Maury? Like, it kind of gives me some of that. Ricky Lake. I can't forget Ricky Lake, child. How you doing, Ricky Lake? How you doing? So I do like the Karamo show because it feels familiar to me. And Tamara Hall, it also feels familiar to another way. I do like Tamara and I do like Karamo. I don't watch neither one of them consecutively, but I do watch clips and I do watch them on YouTube. But I think I am going to start recording Tamara because I record Karamo. I don't know why I'd be recording. I don't even watch it, but I'm going to start watching them more. But I'm actually getting into a place in my life where I'm not watching as much TV as I used to watch. Like, I feel like sometimes TV can be a big distraction. So I'm listening to more music now, more podcasts, you know, more YouTube. I'm listening to stuff because I'm active. I'm not stationary as much as I used to be because I'm out going to the gym. I'm out moving around. I'm out doing this. I'm out doing that. And when I am sitting down, I kind of just want to, you know, watch something that's not going to make me think too much and make me angry or stuff. Like, you know, I watch my Housewives and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not watching as much TV as I used to watch. Like, I wish the TVs, you can, like, record how much TV you watch per week. So I can be like, child, I used to watch this, but now I don't watch that. You know how they do on an Apple phone? You get, like, a weekly report of how long you've been on your phone. And my phone, it be getting me together because I listen to podcasts to go to sleep. So I set a timer on it so it go off. And I be watching, I be listening. And my phone be thinking I really be up, and I don't. I be asleep. I be knocked out. I got rewinded the next day. It took me about a week to get through my podcast. Because I really be on this way wanting to understand what happened. Like last week, I started listening to a podcast, and I was so tired. Y'all know that I literally listened to the whole hour and something podcast because I could not go to sleep because it was so interesting. Oh my God, it was so interesting. Shout out to, I can't think of the name of that podcast, but I really, really, really love it. I think it's like Sisters Who Kill. I think it's Sisters Who Kill. I think that's what it's called. If it's not Sisters Who Kill, I'm going to put it in the notes, in the footnotes. But if not, it's Sisters Who Kill. I really love that podcast. I really do. And of course, I love my Drea Point of View. Hey, Drea. I love her. Like, y'all need to go over there and watch some of her podcasts. Because, honey, I've been leaking it now. Her podcast, she just gives you, like, her podcast is like 5 to 10 minutes long. Okay, y'all? And she's just going to talk to you about just stuff that you just need to know about. Like, should you be tipping? Why should you tip? Why is it important to tip? How when you break up with a friendship, and like she just like it's just so many gems and nuggets and jewels that she gives you in her podcast, and I love it because when I get out of her podcast, I always feel just a little bit better. I feel like I learned something or a new perspective to something else. So I love it. What else am I loving right now, y'all? I've been eating like this. This is like my second time doing this podcast. I didn't like the first version, so I like cut it off. So I don't remember what I said and what I didn't say. So if I'm repeating myself, that's why. Because I'm like, wait, did I say this already? Or was that on the other recording? Because I don't know. But I love like this smart popcorn. I hate popcorn. I don't like popcorn because it's getting your teeth and all that shenanigans. But here, I've been eating this smart popcorn. They got a Dorito kind and they have a Flamin' Hot. I'm like mixing that up. Like a cup and a half of that, because it's like 60 calories per cup. So I'm mixing like a little bit and a little bit up, and I'm just eating a little bit of it because I'm trying to watch these calories, y'all. I'm trying to get this body together, baby body, yada 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 yada. I'm getting there. I still got these thunder thighs, honey, but I'm looking at myself, y'all, sometimes, and I be like, I am really doing it. I really, really stepped out the way of fear. I stepped out of the way of self-doubt. I stopped saying I could and I started saying I could. And I'm so proud of me for that. And I'm just going to start telling myself more often, I am proud of me. I am proud of me because I am proud of me. Okay? I'm in a renaissance in my life right now. Hi, Beyonce. And shout out to Beyonce for coming out with my new favorite song, Texas Hold'em. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. So lay your cars down, 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 down. And park your Lexus. Hey, and throw your keys up and stick around, round, 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 round. And then my favorite part. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a... Okay. Y'all know Beyonce being had me taken off the internet, child. Singing her song, child. Y'all know I ain't singing it right. Y'all know I ain't no key. And I ain't doing it right, but I love that song. I don't know why, but I really became adjacent to the Beehive since Renaissance came out. And, like, I'm like, when Beyonce, like, oh, Beyonce farted. Oh, my God. It was on B. Oh, my gosh. Beyonce. Yes, please. And I ain't that bad, honey. But I have been just enjoying Beyonce just so much more. And y'all know I just enjoy music and real artistry. Like, some of these artists, I just can't get behind because I don't feel the connection, the emotion, the feeling. But some people, I'm just like, yes. Like, hey, Michelle released something. I'm just like, listen to it for a couple of days because it's like she took a page of my diary and she's like telling my story. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm realizing that some of these songs that when I was a kid, I'm listening to again, like, I'm going through this, or I went through that. Like, I feel it. I feel like this newer music, I don't feel like any connection, like, to it, like that. It's like they get you there, but they don't tell the story. Like, Toni Braxton told a story. He wasn't man enough for me. There was a story behind it. We knew who the man was and what he was doing, what he was about. You don't want him, and this girl over here looking at you because your man, her man looking at you. Like, it was a story, and now it's like they don't give you that same story. Music don't make you feel like it felt in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s. Like, that was good music. And it's timeless music. Like, it's not timeless music no more. I was listening to Larry Williams. He got that song, "Girl, you know I love you no matter what you do, 'cause I love you." Now, if you're singing that song with me right now, you know something about some good darn music. And he starts talking. He starts telling the story in the middle of the song. My girl Betty Wright did that. And "Tonight is the night that you make me a woman." I love music that tells a story, speaks to your soul, that we can relate to, you can understand it. And I've grown up to this music. And I don't know, I'm trying to get my nieces and my nephews to love it like I love it, okay? But I just love music that just talks to you, that just tells a story, that makes you feel and emote emotions. That make you feel vulnerable, that make you feel happy, make you feel sad. Not just, oh, let me shake my booty for Drake, shake my booty for you. Now let me shake it this way. Okay, now let me shake it that way. Maybe, because in 10 years, are we going to be singing that song? Probably not. 5 years, we end up singing some of these songs I didn't forget already. I like some people, though. Like, you know, y'all know I love me some Cardi B. I like Glorilla. I like Megan Thee Stallion. I'm really liking Latto. Now, Latto, like, okay, so I've had, like, a couple girl crushes before. Okay, how am I doing? Okay, how you doing? How am I doing? Because I didn't have a couple girl crushes before. But my girl crushes normally be like, okay, let me, y'all know who some of my girl crushes are? I had, like, a girl crush on Queen Latifah when she was on Set It Off. Hey, Queen Latifah, girl. Pink, when she first came out. Actually, Pink, any kind of time. Hey, Pink. Pink. I liked a little bit of Jada Pinkett Smith when she was on Different World. I like a masculineness, ladies. You know, like the ones that like beat your ass. Like Eve, when you remember when Eve first came out when she was with the Rough Riders? Baby. But Latto, she not like them. Why I be having a little crush on Latto? Now, I am not turning heterosexual of it because I don't be wanting to do nothing with her, really. Maybe like a motorboat or something. That's about it. I mean, we can go get some booze together. Hey, Latto. Let's go get us a man, girl. But I haven't really been noticing, like, Latto is fine to me. I think Latto got it going on, baby. I think she is just gorgeous. Even when she has, like, no makeup on, she's just so gorgeous to me. Latto, are you turning me out, Latto? Oh my God. I'm gonna stop listening to Latto. Cause what is she doing to me? I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that we're still talking about it right now, okay? Anyway, y'all, I love y'all. I thank y'all for just tuning in and listening to me. I'm gonna try to come back next week. I am not gonna tell y'all like, oh, I'll be back, I'm gonna do this. I'm not gonna do that no more, okay? I'm gonna come back and we're gonna talk. And we're going to talk about some hot topics next time. Because I just had to let y'all know how much I love y'all and how much I appreciate y'all. And make sure that you check out some of my favorite podcasts. Drea's Point of View. That is D-R-E-A. Drea's Point of View. Make sure y'all listen to Drea's Point of View. Sisters Who Kill. I love the Mile Higher Club. And they also have an extension to their podcast called Lights Out. I like that too. You know, just check out everybody, y'all. Tell me who y'all like on the podcast scene. Like, give me some recommendations. I need a recommendation, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with a recommendation. Hook me up. I almost said hook a sister up. I was like, oh, well, I'm gonna say that. I almost said hook a brother up. I said, I'm gonna say that. Y'all know I'm like really non-binary, and I really, like, I thought that these new gays were just doing the most. Like, y'all got to need new names for everything. Do this, do that. And I'm like, I'm kind of glad that the new gays did that because I've never really put myself in like a certain box. Like, man, woman. Like, I really, I am non-binary, but I'm not like them, they, there. Non-binary. I'm not that. Like, because I like, you can call me he or she. However I'm presenting is how you can call me. But if you're like close friends, then you can call, like, if I'm presenting as male, you can call me like, hey girl, hey sus. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, actually, like, all my friends have been doing that for years. Like, we speak girl, hey girl, girl this, girl that, B word this, B word that. So, you know, this is how I was raised, child. But anyway, oh y'all, I love the Traitors. I love the Traitors. If you are not watching Traitors, go get you some Peacock and you watch the Traitors US. Watch season one and season two and come back and thank me later. But if you're watching it already, how you doing? Thank y'all. Thank you guys for just listening to me. I feel so much better after just talking to you guys tonight. I love you guys so much. I love you guys. You guys have saved my life time after time after time. And so I thank you guys and I love you and I will see you all very soon. Bye bye. Sippin' and trippin' it, yeah. 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 Then you on my show. Sippin' and trippin' it, yeah. Sippin' and trippin' it, yeah.